Well, here we are at Our Lady of the Underpass. There's probably 30, 40 people standing around. There's, I can't see how many votive candles there are in front of the image. And there's a poster of John Paul II and a Vatican flag here. And people are just praying together as the cars roll by and the police are directing traffic.
A lot of people here, it looks like a few different backgrounds, particularly Mexican, Polish. People are gathered around to see this image. It looks natural, but also possibly supernatural. There's a striking resemblance when you look at the image that the salt made of this woman. You can see a glow around her head.
It's a beautiful imagery of Mother Mary. It's almost 3D, where it's a little bit raised, part of the section where her rosary is, with a little cross on the bottom.
She appears to be gazing down. She's life-sized.
And there's a dark spot in the center where it appears that her hands are clasped together in prayer.
Well, it might be a salt stain underneath an underpass, but it's the way it's shaped, it really kind of makes you think about it. You know, I mean, I think I even made out eyes.
I see a face with a fairly defined eyebrow, a right eye, and left eye less so, a nose and a mouth. It almost looks like she's singing.
Salve, salve Maria.
And flowers? It's like a Princess Di's funeral starting. Everyone is taking a picture with their cell phone. I wish I had my cell phone.
It photographs on these digital phones and cameras much better than just looking at it with the naked eye. And you can see very beautifully how, you know, someone could easily decipher Mary's image there.
I don't see anything. I don't see it. I want somebody to point it out to me.
If you look at the photo is very, very compelling. It looks very reminiscent of your traditional image of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
I see it now through his phone. I see it now, but I don't see it when I look at it right there.
You know, it's funny how sometimes God uses modern technology to get his message across, you know, in a way that the naked eye can't perceive on its own.
It's a miracle. It really is. When you see it, you go back to your roots. You go back to your faith, and it's so emotional for me.
It's a water stain. It's a seepage.
I mean, I believe in the Lord, but I mean,
I guess if you stand underneath the underpass with a lot of gas fumes, you see something sooner or later.
Well, we just flew in from South Carolina, and I had heard about this, and I am a believer. I'm a Christian, and I just don't see it. I don't see it. I just see a blob on the wall.
You can actually see that it is a miracle, because coming out of nature is like kind of like God's painting a picture onto a highway.
She appears wherever she feels she's needed more. Maybe this is a community that needs to have a bigger faith.
This is a sign that we should all come in peace now more than ever. It's just a wonderful thing. The Virgin is here. I'm just glad that I was alive to see it. Something beautiful. The Virgin and God touched us today.